Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
I might start to eat vegan. Black airliner fly to Ghana for the weekend. Ay, if you look like me, then I gotta spend some change. Then I gotta buy it off. If you look like me, I'ma buy the whole thing. Then I gotta buy it off. If you got it, I'ma get it, I'ma cop it, I'ma spin it, If you look like me, then I gotta spend some change. If you got it, I'ma get it. I'ma spin it. If you got it, I'ma get it.
Yo, it's your boy Kurt ENT behind the scenes radio with my co-host in the motherfucking house. The number is 516-595-8305. Make sure to press 1 if you want to talk. We just talking shit tonight, so we're going to play a couple more songs. That was just Wazir. If you look like me, then you got to change.
Yep.
But tonight, yo, we just going to talk shit. We're going to talk about hot topics, everything that's going on right now around the world, you know, when it comes to the coronavirus update on
Palestine.
You know, it's
the opening of the U.S., traveling, real ID, COVID passport, you know, this shit you hear on the news that you don't really hear on the news.
Right.
The truth.
Right. So, but we're going to play a couple more songs tonight because I just feel like playing some hot music tonight. All right, so the next track that we playing tonight is Who Is Richie featuring Eric Billinger. Big shout outs to we gotta get Richie back on here. We interviewed Richie like what? 4 years ago?
It wasn't four years ago. Maybe three years ago.
He's a prodigy of game. So go check him out on Instagram at Who Is Richie, and featuring Eric Bellinger. Yo, for all artists that want to get their music sent or want to get their music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send your music to BHINDTHESCAA. Yep, back that up. BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY@gmail.com. That's Behind the Scenes Airplay. Make sure that you send it in MP3 format only.
And do not send any music. Do not intend to promote this radio show, promote your music being played on the radio show. Like when we post that your music is being played on the radio show, call into the radio show of any sort of matter and partaking in the radio show.
You're getting real strict with this now.
Nothing. I'm tired of doing free shit and nobody doing nothing else.
I feel you, because I'm the owner and I understand. Well, we gonna keep the motherfucking show rolling. All right, here we go. Who is Richie, featuring Eric Bellinger, one time on Behind the Scenes Radio. Hey, go.
Richie. I wanna be a man, 'cause if I can't do it, no one can.
Flyest women I ever seen, with your matching Louis clutching your mattress to lean. You got a vibe about yourself that's impeccable. You move a little different round the town, you're respectable. Your aura's cloud nine and top notch. You've been fly since the sandbox and hopscotch. You know Foss ain't yum yums and pop rocks. I'm trying to make you the one to fill in the top slot. Yeah, you glow up and so up. I put a couple grand in your hand just to show love. Whatever it takes to get a date, let's believe that your time's in need won't be a waste. I'm extra. That a nigga need, cut from a different cloth, you a different breed, making plays with your nigga following his lead, millionaire mindset, brainstorming what it seems, so elegant, body with intelligence, your ex trying to flex, don't stress, he's irrelevant, I'm trying to shoot my shot, ain't nothing funny like Clay from the top of the tray, that boy shmoney, I'm trying to vibe with you, build a little bit, spend some time with you, yeah, whatever it takes to get a date, but believe that your times of need won't be a waste, I'm at you.
Underboss. Yeah. bag chasers. No, I'm getting hot on everything I'm getting on. Hitting with the 40, watch him get a switch on. I'm a fly nigga, known to get my drip on. Money stands in the couch, nigga, what you sitting on? Damn, come on, let my nuts breathe. Some of y'all dudes got female tendencies. I'm from the city of Philly, the murder capital. And if I can't find your brother, I'm kidnapping you. I'm a businessman, plus I'm a rapper too. They like, damn, now what Pacino up to? Hopping out the rip, oh, what a feeling. Oh, shit, she wants some Marvin Gaye, sexual healing. Yeah. But I gotta get the bag first. They talk tough in they songs, but they don't put in words. Want me to snap, go crazy, go berserk. Why 2 year rolling with pit loyalty first? Nigga, we on fire, fire. Nigga, we on fire, fire. What? Nigga, we on fire, huh? Nigga, we on fire, huh? Nigga, we on fire, huh? Let's get it. Give them gas, gang. None of them can fuck with you. They just mad you still alive and they stuck with you. Cry for what is corona, them bought enough tissue. I owe a law, my fucking plug got enough issues. Keep it strapped for niggas who want to play with shorty. I hold that mollus in their heart and start to praying on me. Mariah Carey, all they gotta do is say it to me. Something large, rock a Goliath, I keep a David on me. I'm back, bitch, they done woke up a dying. What's the sleep in that mind state for woke up as a tyrant? Getting back, a nigga, I'm still trying. God put me through some shit to let me know that all I got is this writing. So y'all in trouble now, cause I ain't what this shit a year ago. Niggas hating on me, but I hear it though. So I know it's gonna hurt some feelings when they hear it through your stereo. About to set it on Pacino, here we go. What they gonna say about me? There was times I wasn't trapping and needed help from some niggas who was capping. Just so they could talk behind your back when they realized you was capping. I thought about it, that shit just had me laughing. Like not me, not I. Track men that bear on them, voila. You crack niggas lie like you got flies to the gaga. Why tell the truth about getting by? Cause I gotta. There's bread on your head and you gon' die for a dollar. Trash!
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
This your boy, Kurt NT from Behind the Scenes Radio. And if you want your music played on the hottest internet radio station in the universe, send your music to Behind the Scenes Radio. We'll play your music for free. As a matter of fact, send your music to BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY, that's Behind the Scene Airplay, at gmail.com, and we will play your music. Also, make sure that you send all your social media information and a small bio. We're going to check you out. Check up all your information, man.
And once again, shout out thanks to Pulse the Magazine and my dude Curtis Lee for hosting this little interview video with me, the 5 Element Hip Hop Kiddo Muggsy, and just tell my love appreciation story for the hip hop culture universally, so you have another friend, fan, follower here in Sydney, Australia, the land down under like there's no other. So thanks once again, man. All the best. Peace.
This marching, my voice had from all of the shouting and arguing. We need answers to all our questions, but can anybody tell me why this is so made for me? This rules from all of the fighting. My heart ain't from all of the silence while we're we can have no justice. Why would you ask for peace? Something's gotta give. They try to stick the thread, but I just wanna live. Oh, oh, something's gotta give. I know the Lord is watching this, but it's getting hard to forgive. And every morning when I wake up, wish I could could change everything. Like all the headlines in the paper can never tell you everything. I made a wish on a star to take us out of the dark. Don't know how much we can take before it's so far.
I wanna live the American dream, but I can't sleep cause Eric Gardner and George Floyd said I can't breathe, and everybody criticized Kaepernick, could you blame him? And then a cop murdered the father with the same knee. I can't breathe, yo, act like y'all don't see the problem. Ever heard a grown ass man calling for his mama? And I know her heart broke, she heard him call her while he dying. Who rotting? Fuck a protest, we bout to riot. Listen here, right? We doing this for Tamir Wright. 12 years old when they shot him, they took a kid. Like, I'm down to go to war for this shit. Them motherfuckers slaughtered the kid. I want the cop who ordered the hit. Man, somebody gotta stand up. He hopped out of his car with his can up. Shot Michael Brown with his hands up. 6 times, 6 bullets into an innocent. Fuck 5, they get suspended and still get benefits. Us in this shit. Right here, it's gonna stop with us. No more, I mean no more. Letting cops come up. If we come into the protest, we bringing mops with us. And them bullets going through that vest, we got cop killers. Cause ain't gon' be no change or blame, we gon' blame for blame. When them bullets run out, we gon' stand, they gon' hand for hand. Hood on, like I'm Trayvon with a can in hand. It's hood on, that's a hate crime, that's a clan for same. And y'all act like y'all don't see this shit, I really can't believe this shit. Burn this country down, we don't need this bitch. Y'all asking why we ride, cause we tired. I'm asking why you quiet when you know it's people dying. I know my people trying, but it's hard out here. Saying all lives matter, that's just all out where. All lives matter, but you okay with blacks getting killed? Living in this country on our backs, man, we built this bitch. Yeah, I take this way hard, cause cops killed my little brother, rest in peace to Dre Laws. They left him bleeding on the ground, and to keep it real, I feel like every cop around that building need to eat a shell. Acting like it was a standoff, bitch, I need a chair. Lying like he was still in that building, he was bleeding there. They even put it on the news, but do y'all think they care? His mother's crying cost the crunchy, do y'all think they had? We should air, cause there's nothing left to do here. Cause after he killed Dre, that motherfucker murdered Pooh Bear. It's all fault, cause we should've seen the problem coming. Got it jumping back when they let Bibby Super stop from running. How many of our people gotta die for nothing? We ride, loot, and burn the buildings cause we tired of suffering. They even killed Fat Cat, we done cried to nothing. When the fuck we gonna stand up cause we tired of ducking? Fuck a peace walk, we don't need that. I'ma take this peace I got and get my peace back. Tell Malcolm that his plan is coming, and we kneel for the national anthem because it stands for something. Everybody saying fuck it, we got city problems. It happened in our city, this a city problem. Y'all overlooking the point, that's the city problem. But get in line cause then it's time to see who really riding, who really trying to make a change, and who just talking about it. What about Ayanna Jones since we talking about it? 7 years old, she was in the house. They blew her brains out while she was sleeping on the couch. I'm peeping what it's about, it's like the color of our skin. It's the reason why we suffering to win. I just want to see my people stronger while we bring the suffering to them. Taking mansions while we suck up in the pen. And we settle for this shit, we the gods and they the devils to this shit. Fuck talking cause it's levels to this shit. I'm ready for this shit, get it popping, it's whatever in this bitch. Tell the cops wait. Ain't never gonna forget.
How many times they gonna kill us? How many times we gonna march? Go home, be hurt, and no results. Before we realize that that ain't gonna get it done. Y'all wonder why they ride and loot and burn the buildings? You wanna hurt somebody, you go after them. You wanna bring down their organization, you go after their money, so burn it. And when they rebuild it, burn it. And when they rebuild it, burn it again. Till they down to their last dollar. And they begging us, please don't burn it.
Yo, it's your boy Kurt ENT Behind the Scenes Radio with my co-host 516-595-8305. Press 1 if you want to talk. Tonight we just talking about whatever is, you know, what's on TV right now or what, you know. We're going to try to bring some light to the situations that's going on right now. So the first thing I want to talk about, if you all haven't been paying attention to the news, they're warning the Palestine and where else? Mm-hmm. Israel and Palestine is warring. Now they're saying they're fighting over religion. But go ahead, Niecy, because you work with people
they
that's from
say it's over religion, but it's actually over land, if you can believe it. It's actually over land. But if you hear the news media, it's about religion, and no, it's not. Right. It's about two races clashing over land.
That.
And I have no idea why America is getting involved in a war between two other countries that have nothing other than there's oil over there and they want the oil. Other than that, there's no reason for the U.S. to get involved.
Well, we already know that. I mean, the other day they said that Russia locked down or was fucking with the oil pipes. And that's why the cost of gas has went up.
Also, they say that has to do with Russia. But they're saying none of the what's
but we don't get oil from Russia.
Wait a second. They're saying none of it, because there are companies that are owned by Russia, whatever. And
yeah,
they're saying
right.
Those companies aren't being, haven't been hit or anything. Right? So the only companies that don't have Russia ties are being interrupted. So now they're supposed to be, they started slowing the gas again. So now, I'm not saying the price is going to drop, because they're probably not still, you know, it's not up to where it was or should be or whatever, according to them.
I don't even believe that. I believe that they can shut it down anytime they want to, but they want to blame it to gouge at the prices. A big oil goons that own the oil typhoons, that own the oil rig and everything, they can shut down shit anytime they want to because they own it and they can raise the prices. But let's also understand that Bush has a lot to do with it. Yes, the president, the retired president, both former president, both senior and junior have ties with oil, I'm pretty sure. If one has ties, then the other has ties in some way, shape, or form. If I'm correct about what I'm speaking about. Yeah. So, don't think that the oil has anything to do with, or always remember that the oil has everything to do with wars, also land and oil. See, because the land that they're fighting over, that's why America's a part of it, or will become a part of it, and probably is already a part of it, because the oil that they get from over there. Because believe me when I tell you, America doesn't get their oil from here. We take oil from other places. That's what 9/11 was all about, oil and controlling the oil. You control the oil, you control a lot. Oil is very important. Transportation is very. Your boat can't move, your airplanes can't move.
Long before oil was found out and known about, people traveled. But I understand what you're going to say.
And horses.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know,
Well, also remember Nikola Tesla was trying to do away with oil.
And
it was
electrical. And there are
well, they actually killed
them. This is what I'm saying. There was a time when you didn't rely or you didn't have to rely on oil to heat your house, gas to heat your house, electricity to make things. You know, people survived before all that was around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that we can't do it. We're just lazy and have started depending on, you know, technology.
And
that's
I
basically
think
what it is.
Go and, but they quote unquote go off the grid. They probably have a better chance of surviving than half the people that are still technically on the grid.
You think so?
If they've been doing it for years prior to,
and they're
that,
used to it.
You know, got candles. You get wind up thing, the wind up radio and stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
I actually looked into getting a wind up radio thing.
We should.
Eventually, I'm pretty damn sure I think we're going to need it. Even and even if it's, you know, after we pass sometime that it happens, it's still handy when electricity goes out, like power outages and stuff.
I want to get a generator.
I know, but I'm talking about just for the immediate.
And then you kind of don't even want a generator. Cause
so that runs on gas and electricity?
No, because if everyone's electricity.
You better all probably get solar panels.
Yeah. But even then, say for instance, everybody else's electricity is off and yours is on, then they're going to attack. If you're thinking like how I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have to be able to survive on bare necessity.
Yeah. So it's not like you would have, I wouldn't want all my lights on anyway. I don't like a bunch of lights on in the house.
Right.
You should know that from the other house.
Well, I mean, at nighttime, you would.
I still don't want a bunch of lights on. I probably have the light on where I am, and then maybe the bathroom light. Other than that, I don't need a bunch of lights
also,
on.
Also, you said that in Palestine, no cars or people are walking around.
No, I didn't say there's no cars. What I said was the streets are naked.
Because people are hiding.
They're and I can't blame them. They're scared to come out. They're bombing. Innocent civilians, children, women, men have been killed.
Right.
Because they're just bombing and understand the U.S. is, or Biden or whoever is trying to talk Israel into stop bombing, but they're bombing. And children, that has a lot to do with getting rid of population too.
Population control.
Mm-hmm. And come on, if you bomb, you know you're going to kill off a bunch of people.
I mean, well, we already got the corona thing going. Well, that's here.
That's everywhere. Corona's not just in the U.S. Corona's everywhere. Now they have, I think it's India, they're saying, is a new strain. And India is highly infective now because it's a new strain of COVID. But my thing is with the
COVID. How do new strains keep coming out?
Like,
unless
dude,
they're putting them
because
out. You've got to understand
that they're made. Wait. Because you can look, you said you like science, right?
Yeah.
Okay. In a petri dish, what's the name? You get, like, if you take an antibiotic repeatedly for an infection, your body becomes immune to it. And and whatever virus you have, this mutates and changes. So the medicine you're taking no longer works.
Yeah.
Same thing with any virus. If you keep giving some medicine to it, it learns to adapt, just like humans. It learns to adapt to survive.
Yeah.
A virus is a living organism.
Right.
So it adapts to survive. So that's why there's new strains. It's like humans started from one strain and just developed into multiple different ethnicities and races. Same thing. But
yeah.
The thing with COVID shot is, and I don't call it a virus, I call it the shot. They literally said you're going to have to get boosters. It's like you do the flu shot. You're going to have to get boosters probably on a yearly basis, number one. Number two, they're shooting up children as young as 12 now, talking about they're going to be able to shoot up babies by the end of this year.
Amen.
Which a doctor named Dr. Stratton, I believe her name is, of the Black Doctors Coalition in Philadelphia, stated that there's a chance your child may become sterile. So we're just going to knock off the pot, you know, to help humanity now, we'll just in the end, eventually just kill off them all in general. Because that's basically what you're saying. You may become sterile, so some may not. You may have, if you populate the world, you may not have any populate the world. So you're going to kill off, basically, all these people now are going to kill off humanity years and decades from now. I don't even remember what movie it was or what TV show I seen. It was the last. It was. Star Trek. And they landed on a planet where the children were young. The oldest was like 19. And once you live to 19, nobody really lived past that. The oldest person was 18 or 19 on the planet. Could not procreate anymore.
They were all sterile.
Mm-hmm. From the Real ID. And they got the commercials now for the Real ID, too.
Real ID?
Yeah, you know, Real ID.
What do you mean, a Real ID?
Yeah, come on now. Yeah, we've been talking about the Real ID.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have. Not on here, but yeah, we have.
So what's the real ID?
It's called a real ID. It's called the ID that's supposed to be taken every and anywhere. No matter, it's a government ID, but I don't know what it's not like. I don't think it's a state ID. It's the actual government United States ID.
Uh-huh.
Like it'll say probably stamp for the state that you're living in or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But it's called a real ID, and I think it's supposed to be nationwide. So it's supposed to be like an ID for U.S. citizens, I guess. But it's called a real ID. And they're only going to start taking those, I think, next year for travel. That's the only form of ID they're going to take for, like, to board a plane or whatever. That's going to be the only form of ID they're going to take. It's called a real ID. Serious.
That sounds really weird. Like, why would you need... Wow, if that doesn't even make... Why would you...
Put the chip in a real ID. It looks like a regular ID, but I think it's a government-issued ID. I mean, through state ID is a government-issued ID.
So now
I think it's a federal ID.
So now you need a state ID?
No. This real ID can be used in the same way a regular state ID would be used, but it costs a little bit more, and it's called a real ID. And again, I believe it's nationwide. It's supposed to be like the standard ID for no matter where you live.
So you can be able to travel anywhere and go anywhere
with this ID.
ID.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's supposed to start next year or so.
So it's a basically a passport, a portable passport.
Yeah.
Instead of a passport, you have an ID.
I mean, you could look at it that way, yeah.
Or you can go anywhere.
But you would still probably need a passport to go in and out of the country. So if you're flying like commercial, like, you know, domestic, like from Philadelphia to Florida,
Cali,
you know, Hawaii, whatever. The airports are only going to take that ID, start taking that ID.
That sounds kind of weird, though.
We live in America. Everything seems weird.
It truly does. It seems really, really weird. Like, I don't know.
Well, how about the Weather Woman on Fox 29.
Oh, yes. Talk about that.
When she said her mom was fully vaccinated and barely left out the house and wore a mask wherever she went when she did leave, and she still got COVID, and it was a scary time for the family.
Right.
Fully vaccinated, still got COVID. But they're going to open up the whole country, and they're lifting mask mandates. I don't know why the mask mandate, because I already knew the mask was bullshit. I was wearing a mask. I got COVID at the height of COVID.
Right.
Wearing a mask when they shut everything down, I was an essential worker. Wearing a mask to and from work. Didn't take it off except when I got to my door.
Right.
But I still got COVID. So, which is why I no longer really wear a mask.
I was talking about the people with PPP. They said that they had businesses. They said that they had
And
the
so,
one that more people want to do.
Yeah. So,
it was something that they tried to get you to do.
Yeah.
When they first was giving out money. Mm-hmm. And when people say free money, you have to actually listen. I'm not going to run up and sign up for nothing that the government's going to give me. If it's free, I shouldn't have to sign up for it. If it's really free, I should not have to sign up for my name to already be on that list. But these dumb people went and put in some dumb amount of money, so when tax time comes, the motherfucking government gonna come looking for y'all to pay some money back.
Yeah.
And if you ain't gonna pay the money back, you're gonna be like Wesley Snipes and what's the girl name?
So it's gonna be a lot of people going to jail.
In the federal prison, they gonna start building more federal prison for y'all for dumb ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I'm broke. I'm not gonna pretend I'm not broke.
And I mean, these people loaned out like $20,000, $30,000.
Even if you go and watch something on YouTube, you got some idiots over there talking about. And if you do DoorDash or Uber Eats, you can put down that you work for yourself. Bitch, no, you don't work for yourself. You're still getting money from somebody else. You're not working for yourself.
Right, because you're not.
What the hell are you talking about? People are just, you stupid.
Right, even if you work for DoorDash, you still work
you
for
work for somebody.
Right. You work for another company.
What is that term when they say you're,
it's called, I know what you're a contractor.
No, you're not.
Well, you are a contractor.
But you're not because you're still working for them. You can't go and be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to just come work for you. And, I might go work over here. No, you have to go and sign up to work for them. No, that's your
right,
employee.
They could try to give you as much freedom as you want. Even though you're working through an app.
Yes, that's still your employer. It's still your employer.
Yeah, because that's what I put down when I was doing it.
Yeah, you're working for someone. You're working for another company. So,
right.
Y'all out there telling these lies, and when Uncle Sam come looking for their money at tax time, what y'all going to do?
And you pay that money back.
Y'all
do got to pay that money back. Hope y'all do know that.
Well, I guess the people going to be dying. Well, look, they say you never go broke as long as you got an IOU. So I guess the government going to have a bunch of IOUs. The people ain't gonna have that money.
The government already got a whole bunch of IOUs.
Well, like I said, the government owes a bunch of IOUs. They owe money.
Oh, let's talk about on this next. What is it? What's his name? The verdict. They came back. Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that. That was just so they don't tear up the country.
Yeah. Because remember, I showed you the video. I posted the video.
But the thing about it was another shooting.
Yeah.
After the fact. And then this idiot gets his job back because they said that he protested or whatever, or fought the fact that he was fired. And they had no choice but to hire him back, but put him on paid leave. Awaiting termination. They said that they didn't go through the proper channels to fire him. Bitch, you shot somebody. It shouldn't be no proper channels. You shot and killed somebody. And obviously, they don't think it was justified. It was why you got fucking fired.
Right.
I don't think if anything's not justified and they don't find it justifiable, it's not a justified homicide. Yo, ass, there ain't no proper channels. Yo, just like if you steal something, there ain't no proper channels. Well, we need to go through this process to terminate your employment. No, bitch, you done stole, you fucking fired. Bye. You done shot and killed somebody as a cop for no justifiable reason. You're fucking fired. Bye. I don't understand if you go through the process. Here's the process. You're lucky your ass wasn't in no fucking handcuffs when it happened. How about that process?
Right.
They come up with and even where I work, and I work basically, where I work at, there's a police station right there. And these cops work my fucking nerve. And sometimes I say stuff or I eyeball them motherfuckers. I really don't care. And I know just about half of them. I really don't care. I know some of the black ones. I know some of the white ones. And again, I really don't care. I'm waiting to get, I'm literally waiting to get hit by a car. I really don't want it to happen, but I'm waiting to get hit by a car so I could sue the city and sue the motherfucker that would park the car and drove the car the way he parked the car diagonal in a walk zone, catty corner to the corner.
Through the police?
Yes, in a police car. And they've been told several times not to do this. You have people in wheelchairs around there. You have people with strollers around there. They're literally blocking the walkway. So if a car comes and hits you and turns the corner and hits you, it's the cop's fault who parked there. So I'm looking to sue the city and the cop who drove the car. And by all legal means, I have every right to. Because they're just because they're in a cop car, they figured they could park. I was watching something, I think it was 2020 or somebody did a special.
Mm-hmm.
Cops who speed for no reason. They had cops just speeding to make it to their second job as a security officer. They had, in a police car, cops who were speeding, like sheriffs and all that, who were speeding just to take evidence to somewhere. They had cops who were speeding just to meet up with other officers for lunch. They were doing 125, 130. They were over like 20, 25 miles over the speed limit. And they were like, hi, we were clocking you and we're trying to figure out why you were speeding to, you know, you're just handing in evidence. And it was like, she was like, no, I can't talk. They closed the door. So they couldn't get into the building they were going into. They had this one cop who hit and killed somebody. He wound up going to jail, but he wasn't chasing nobody. I forget where he was going. He wasn't chasing a soul. He killed two people in a car, two teenagers.
They were driving.
They were, yeah, boyfriend and girlfriend.
That's sad.
He killed them because he was speeding for no reason at all. Not chasing body, not trying to get to the scene of a crime, just speeding, just because he has a badge and figures, I'm above the law, I can. I am the law, we make you above the law, I can do it too. Bitch, no you can't.
Have y'all heard about the movie that's coming out about the black police officer that shoots the white kid? And yeah, so I posted it. Posted a video.
I still want to see that movie, Cracker.
Oh yeah, I want to see that too.
I still want to see that movie.
What is that on? Wasn't it?
I don't remember. I don't know if it's Netflix or something. I still want to see that movie.
Where?
I don't know if it was Amazon.
It was in
Prime.
Reverse.
Yeah, it was Slave. But the white people were
enslaved,
and the black people were enslaved owners. And I just want to see how they portray that. Like, what you call them? You call them, like, you know, they were calling us nigger. Do you call them cracker? Like,
sup, cracker?
Cracker on your butt.
Get over here, cracker.
I mean, it probably would be funny, even though it shouldn't be funny.
Tell that cracker bitch, get over here, suck on this mandingo bitch. Yo, cracker bitch over here. Bow at my knee, cracker ass bitch.
Like I said, it probably would be funny, but it shouldn't be funny.
It shouldn't because no one should be enslaved.
Yeah, but just the fact that thinking just like when we're sitting here doing it and we're thinking how they would portray it.
Yeah, how they would do it.
Yeah. Like,
like raping fucking white women and shit.
Enjoy it. They're like, oh yeah, you know, just like they did with the porn, and they got the white girl with the black guy, and you know,
even in slavery, with a white woman loved to suck and fuck the mandingo.
I don't think they were calling mandingo if they were a mandingo is like an African thing,
right? They would call it hot dog.
You have a hot dog
sausage.
You can just leave that
no,
hot dog right over
let's
there.
See. Yeah, a wiener.
No, that was
cock. Suck some cock, man. Yeah, baby.
Do you have to sound like that?
She's gonna suck my cock.
You know what you sound like?
What?
That movie. He had the glasses, and he's supposed to be this agent from the 70s. Oh my God, I can't remember his name. And Beyonce played in it.
Oh, are you talking about a mini-me and
that's what you sound like.
Fucking suck my cock, bitch.
I like the one where he was drinking the nutty coffee that he thought wasn't really coffee.
That's some nasty ass shit. It
smells nutty.
It smells nutty.
It's all the man shit. Oh.
Like it was hot fucking cocoa.
Oh, my grandchild eating shit.
Oh, my God. You put her out. You put him out there like
her,
that.
It was her.
Her.
It was her. Yeah.
You remember this?
Her. And you, God help her parents. Because when she get older and they know they captured this on video, the blast, and put that out there for all eternity to see it and stop it.
They put it on YouTube?
No, they put it on their Facebook page. And instead of cleaning the baby up, they filming the baby, and the mama worried about the cup that the baby has, so she didn't want to get the shit on the cup. It's okay to put shit on the baby and on the baby's face, but the shit, you know, get a cup.
Oh, my God.
And you know, dad's like, dad's filming it, talking about, is that chocolate? What's on her face? That's not, she was eating that shit.
Oh, my God.
Recording it. God help my little grandbaby.
Oh, my God.
God help my grandbaby.
Oh, my God.
Poor child. It is embarrassing that her mama and her daddy called.
Oh, Lord.
But, hey, did he have video out there for my kids a little? Ooh, boy.
They may not even have internet by the time they get it.
Okay, let's just go out there and stop it.
Where is cyberspace? What is
cyberspace? Means you can pull and just... I'm sorry, how many times have you watched something and people delete shit off their phone and you can still retrieve it? And you think it's deleted and it's gone. No, it's out there in cyberspace. Somebody somewhere can pull that shit up. You take naked pictures and all that shit is in cyberspace. It can still be pulled up from somewhere.
That's crazy.
And you know them pictures I got of you?
I got some pictures of you too.
Yeah, I think that you have made it nowhere near it.
No,
that is the one I got.
I got something worse than that.
Yeah, live video.
Yeah, okay. See how these motherfuckers is. You got to get pictures because she didn't got pictures and videos and shit. See what I'm saying? Women, I love them. Can't live without them. Though.
But you knew I had. You knew all the ones I have. You were present and alert when I did them. You won't be sneaking and take pictures while I'm asleep, though, right?
Nope.
Well, I sure enough wasn't awake.
When you was on tag, I took some pictures or whatever.
Like I said.
I took them. I didn't save them, so they have to somewhere.
You took them on your phone. Yeah, it ain't cyberspace. You didn't delete them, bitches. And newsflash, even if you did, they're in your Google account. I got pictures from my Google account I forgot I had.
Star Trek. How did you say this shit? Star Trek. Now? Oh, I can't remember how the fuck you say this shit. Yeah, I'm getting sleepy. Anyway, so let's do shout out to what we're thankful for. Because you know a nigga got to get up early in the motherfucking morning. I got to work this Monday through Friday. Shit, 12, 8 to 8.
I got
8 to 8.
From Monday till Saturday.
I'm probably going to take Tristan to Destiny. Leave
what,
early in the morning.
What time you plan on coming back?
It'll be really, really late, wouldn't it?
To have my fucking...
And key? Make one.
You fucking bitch. Give you a shout out on what you're thankful for.
Shout outs to everyone that would download this video. I mean, this show.
So tired.
I'm tired. Like, I'm really. Shout outs to all the artists that send music. Shout outs to all. Shout outs to my family. Shout outs to my hometown, Kansas City, Missouri. Shout outs to Philly. Shout outs to Niecy. Shout outs to anybody that supports Behind the Scenes Radio. I am thankful for me being me, I'm thankful for Nisi. I'm thankful for my children. I'm thankful for my mother, my family. I am thankful for the world. I'm thankful for waking up and being able to go to sleep tonight. I am thankful for good pussy. I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful for strawberries, peaches, and pineapples. And my smoothie maker. I'm very thankful for that. And I'm thankful for making it to 40 years old. I'm thankful that I can now see things that I couldn't see before or understand things that I couldn't understand before. Yeah, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for believing in myself, knowing that it didn't matter how tough it get, and it doesn't matter how tough it will get, I will make it because I am the one. And you need to think that way about yourself. I'm a God. All right, I'm done.
Okay. Those are shout outs. I want you to thank the Lord.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody who's listening, everybody listening online. Shout out to everybody who wanted to call in but hurt scared of them. With this domineering person. What are you doing?
Why I gotta be the one scaring people away?
That's what you do.
I don't be scaring people away.
Okay. You put people on, you know, they'll put on one.
All right. Where?
I'm thankful for my granddaughter making surviving eating her shit. I'm thankful for my other five grandkids. I'm thankful for their heathenish parents.
You should have said your one shitty ass granddaughter and daughter.
You're the evil person.
I'm not evil. You can't talk about one and not talk about the other.
And one, I knew the other shit. I'm thankful for Kurt, even though he worked my nerves a lot of the time. And I must really love him in order to deal with that shit. Because it's a bunch of shit. I'm thinking about getting a new pair of boots. Because he's about to, you know, shit has acid in it and it's wearing off on his boots. So
shut up.
I need to get something a little bit higher.
Come on, hurry this shit up. I'm ready to lay the fuck down.
You are laying down. Just shout out to everybody and everything and everyone that has supported Behind the Scenes Radio. Former artists that we had on the show, former motivational speakers,
writers,
authors,
movie directors. Yo, we've had a lot of people
on this show in the last
almost 10 years.
10 years, ever since I've been doing it. Shout out to all of you all. Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it.
Yo, I never, like, we
and
really...
for picking up the, what do you call it?
What?
Followers. On Instagram.
Twitter.
Facebook. I haven't checked my Twitter account.
You gotta get your Twitter followers.
I haven't checked it, but I know I have followers come up. You know, my name's not Kurt, so I don't name drop, but there's some main people following me on Instagram, and I'm much obliged to you. Thank you kindly.
All right, so we out this bitch, man. Y'all take care. Damn, I didn't realize, like, I've really interviewed a lot of people. Anyway. Yeah, so this your boy, Curdy and T, Behind the Scenes Radio. We love you. Love, peace, hair, grace. We out this bitch. Peace.